You know the line, no one on his or her deathbed says, I wish I'd spent more time at the office. But apparently more Americans really want to work even more hours. According to the Minneapolis Fed, wealthy college-educated Americans are working a lot more than they did decades ago. Derek Thompson of The Atlantic suggests for more of us, work is the centerpiece of one's identity. Thompson is a senior editor at The Atlantic, and he joins us as he does each Monday from New York. Hi, Derek.
Hello. Great to be here.
Nice to have you. So first, a little historical context. Economists predicted that we'd actually be working less in the 21st century. Didn't work out that way.
No, it did not. Now, there's sort of two historical mysteries that led me into this piece. Now, you've touched on both of them. The first is that John Maynard Keynes, the famous economist in 1930, predicted that by today we'd be working 15-hour weeks. That means a five-day weekend, not a five-day week.
Wow.
That has not exactly happened. The other historical mystery is that every rich country, as it gets richer, reduces its working hours. Essentially, when it gets more productive, it buys more of what it wants, and it buys more leisure time because most people should, it seems, want to spend more time in leisure. But starting in the 1980s, 1990s, rich American men started using their wealth to buy not more leisure, but more working hours. And this theory, this philosophy, even this religion, I think, has come to define modern America. We now look to our jobs, to our work, for the very same things we've historically looked to from traditional religions, meaning, transcendence, community, self-actualization. We want these things from our jobs. And my fear is that our jobs were not made to shoulder that burden.
Interesting. So you write that as religion has declined in the U.S., work has taken its place. You call it workism, the most potent of the new religions. So, I mean, what we used to call derisively a workaholic has, you are arguing, become a kind of accepted practice offering a deeper identity and a sense of community.
Right. So the good question would be, why did you have to go and invent a new word, workism, if we already have the word workaholism? Well, I think what I'm calling workism is bigger. It is a philosophy, even a religion, that work is a big part of our identities and that all public policy should therefore flow through the theory that people should work more. I think one thing that you're beginning to see, for example, is that this ethos of workism is starting to trickle down to teens. In a recent Pew Research report on the epidemic of youth anxiety, 95% of teens said that having a job or career they enjoy was, quote, extremely or very important to them as an adult. That's twice as many teens who said that getting married was important to them as an adult. It's more than the number of teens who said helping other people who are in need is important to them as an adult. That means the number one priority for today's teenagers is not being helpful, not getting married, not starting a family, but finding meaning in jobs they don't even have yet. That is something that is beyond workaholism. That is a philosophy that infects, is shared by even those who are not in the labor force.
I mean, to each his own, we all should get some fulfillment from our work, and hopefully most of us do. But you're talking about turning it up to 11, so to speak. I mean, work obsession seems a recipe as well for anxiety, for stress, and for burnout. But you argue that people are sort of ignoring those and just opting for more work.
Yeah. So I think this is probably a good time for a confession. I am the very thing that I'm criticizing here. I am devoted to my job. I feel most myself when I'm fulfilled by my work. When I have a bad day at the office, it spills over into every corner of my life. The question, though, is whether it's reasonable to organize a society around asking people to find meaning in their jobs first and foremost. And I think that's just not a wise way to do it. I think it's not wise from a personal standpoint. I think that the problem with worshiping your work is that our desks were not made to be our altars. You don't want to worship a God that has firing power. The great thing about monotheism, whether it's Judaism or Christianity or Islam, is that your God is unfalsifiable. He or she can't reject you. But then also, I think the issue with workism is that it infects our public policy as well. Right now, I think both on the right and to a certain extent among centrists and those left of center, if you're trying to pass a policy to reduce poverty, to help with health care, the answer is, well, put it attach it to labor. One of the biggest welfare policies right now is the earned income tax credit. You only get that if you work. How do half of Americans get health care? Through their employer. And I think it's worth asking, should we have more policies that are tied not to our productivity in the labor force, but rather to our to the essence of our being, to simply existing as an adult and a citizen of a country?
Bring back fun, more play, more vacations. In the 30 seconds we have, briefly, I mean, any sense that Europeans who are working fewer hours, are they any happier with their lives than the U.S. who are working more?
Yeah, very briefly, I think the research seems to find that those who work for time are happier than those who work for money. Work to make you happy, don't work to make you feel fulfilled.
Bring back play. Derek Thompson is a senior editor at The Atlantic. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.